It's Tuesday. It's Mark Pyers. And it's real talk.
I was walking down the road today, looking for another way
to ease my mind,
know my living,
and help my living.
I look in.
It's real talk. It's the Daily Variety Show, Mark Pyers Real Talk. I'm here to help you make smarter moves to amplify your current state. And I'm here with you on day 428 in a row of the Mark Pyers Real Talk Show. And I am sorry I'm so late, but I had something planned and it took me a long time to get it set up. And now it's finally here for you. And I don't even know if anybody's going to be live. But you know what? I'm here with you. So anyway, let me see if I could, bring this on here.
And number two, did you see the latest? I've installed one of my own henchmen against Donald Trump.
All right, we should watch this too.
Can you please pull him up on the evil monitor? Thanks. Hello, Mini-Me. Dr. Evil, I'm firmly planted within the facility. This is wonderful news, Mini-Me. If you want to try to take out Donald Trump, you're going to need Mini Bloomberg. It's going to have to happen. I have to be involved. I'm a billionaire. I'm going to put my money out there. You think I haven't dealt with bullies before? Number two, get Donald Trump on the line immediately.
Dr. Evil, I have Donald Trump on the evil monitor.
Donald.
It's Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil. How you doing today?
Bab Trumptastic.
How are you making out against my friend, my henchman? Mini Mike? You may know him. That's my guy.
Oh, you sent Bloomberg over? Oh, that's great. I'll play ping pong with his head. How about that? Oh, big league. We're going to win big league.
Well, you better watch your back, Donald, because he's coming for you.
Oh, I'm really worried, Dr. Evil. I'm so scared. Oh, ooh, I'm shaking in my boots. Hey, Dr. Evil, hold this for me.
And if you don't... Hello? What? Hello? Number two. Again, number two? You're supposed to warn me. Son of a bitch.
Sometimes being miserable is the best case scenario. Hold on, I'm going to try to clear this before it starts to refresh to a new video.
Mini-Me, it's Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil,
what is this that I hear you're bowing out of the race? I spent $600 million and didn't even make a dent. I did not give you permission to do that.
I don't think Donald Trump could be stopped, Dr. Evil. I don't know. You may have to try another sauce, but I gave it a shot. Gave it the old college try, so to speak.
You're supposed to be my number one guy.
Mini Mike, out.
I guess I have to put my weight behind Bernie. Let's see if I can get Bernie on the line. Number two, please get Bernie Sanders on the line for me. Thank you.
Dr. Evil, Bernie Sanders is on the evil monitor.
Hello?
Hi, Bernie. Yes, it's Dr. Evil.
Oh, hello, Dr. Evil.
Look, Mini Bloomberg didn't really do what I was hoping, so I'm thinking that I'll back you. You take out Donald Trump. I get to take over the world.
I can't be bought, Dr. Evil.
Let's get with the freaking program. I'm Dr. Evil. Let's try to get him to feel the burn. Maybe after a while he'll want to know what it feels like to be burned. What? Number two, I made another joke.
Very funny joke, Dr. Evil. If you get me in office, I'll do whatever you want.
This is wonderful news, Bernie.
The Democratic Party, this is the second time in a row. It's a coup, Dr. Evil. You call Donald Trump, I bet you he'll tell you the same thing.
Number two, please get Donald Trump on the line. Thank you.
Dr. Evil, Donald Trump is on the evil monitor.
Hello, Donald. It's Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing Trumptastic as per usual. How are you, Dr. Evil?
Dr. Evil's doing wonderful. Thanks for asking, Donald. Donald, is it true that the Democratic Party has it out for Bernie?
Well, I would tell you this, Dr. Evil. I am pretty sure that the Democrats do not want Bernie in office.
Interesting.
They're just not going to give him the time of day. And the biggest chance of them actually defeating me is with Bernie.
More of a challenge, I would say.
I mean, let's be honest. Joe Biden, have you seen this guy? He can't even have a conversation. The guy is like he's falling asleep on stage. Sleepy Joe. Joe, what are you doing, Joe? You should be at home taking a nap. Oh, you're just doing it on stage. Oh, okay, good for you. But I'll tell you what, Donald, you're going to have to go up against Bernie. I'm not really too concerned. You want to back Bernie? Go ahead. You want to back Joe Biden? Whatever you want to do, I'm Trump. I'm going to win big league. Well, you better watch out for him, Donald. He's coming for you. You're going to feel the burn, Donald Trump. I'm Dr. Freaking Evil. Be prepared to feel the burn. Oh, hey, hold on one second. Did you see this one, Dr. Evil? And I'll tell you what. Hello? Number two. What the frig, number two? Son of a bitch.
Here's the new segment to the show. It's How Not To is basically what it is. And then Fache is going to be the star. How Not To Speak To Your Buyers. That was Fache. And then you saw how I handle my business at the end. This is how I really speak to my clients, how you should speak to your clients. Hope you guys got some valuable information out of that. I'm going to be putting together like a masterclass of sorts. You know, I'm trying to figure out how to take that valuable information that I do have and provide it to you guys. So I'm curious to see if you like stuff like that. Sonny, thank you so much. Awesome to see you. DJ Cross, my people are on. I'm loving it. And I'm here with you. It's day 428 in a row. Very interesting. Yeah, wild, wild stuff. It's very wild stuff. We're on the Real Talk Show. It's very wild stuff. I don't know how to say anything else as Johnny, but I can say wild stuff. It's very wild stuff. Isn't that what the other guy used to do, sitting on the chair? That he used to give away $1 million, right? You want the $1 million? I think that's how he sounded. Anyway, who's on with me? What's going on? Are you guys liking the new format of the show? The what the heck is going to go on today on Real Talk format? Because that is the way it needs to go going forward. I mean, what's up, DJ? Did you see Fache, by the way? I'm not sure if you saw what happened there, but the first half was Fache dealing with a buyer. And you guys didn't realize this, but Fache is a real estate agent as well. So here's the thing. He was a broadcaster, and he failed at broadcast. And you know what they say, those who can't become real estate agents. No, I'm just kidding. But he's a real estate agent. So now Fache is like my competition out there. We have this feud going right now, and I'm trying to figure out how to handle him. I mean, honestly, I think it's going to wind up coming down to like a fist fight, which I will broadcast live for everybody to see. But I just don't know. I mean, I'm hoping we can get through it amicably. You know, like, let's have a conversation. Let's try to, like, keep things cool. When he starts going after, oh, the positivity guy. Oh, we're going to go after the positivity group. Like, yeah, I have a problem with that. That's when we start thinking, okay, what do we got to do with a sledgehammer and Fache? Because it's coming. DJ says he's been saying it on a regular basis now, guys. Because listen, when someone's giving you an attitude, just give him an elbow in the face. All right? You gotta do it. So I hope you guys understand that this is an unscripted show. We're going to come out on a daily basis. I'm going to say, what the heck? I'll explain how this worked out. Last night, I'm building beat seats, working on 16 beat seats. You guys saw the picture yesterday of this is the 12. I'm up to 16 now, but three or four of them have been finished. I got another 12 to do tonight, so I got to get back home. But the point is, while I'm building the beat seats, I'm thinking to myself, how cool would it be if Fache was like the guy who says like how not to. I'm thinking about like Fache sitting over at like, how funny would this be? Town Fair Tire. And there's like a guy there changing the tire, and Fache's like over his shoulder, and he's like, yeah, how about just a quarter turn? Ugh, that's good enough, buddy. Get out of the way. I'll show you how it's done. Like, we're going to have a Fache at Town Fair Tire. Like, how not to order food from a drive-up window. Fache. Give me five of those. Ooh, I said four. What are you doing, lady? How dare you? Yeah, it's coming, guys. It's coming. Oh, my goodness. Cross says he just hopes that Fache doesn't touch the beat seats. Yeah, seriously, imagine Fache on a beat seat. Jeez, that energy would be insane. New Kane and BHS, my people, I'm still here. I'm still here right now. I'm putting on a show. It's a late night show, and I almost want to play this. I don't know if this is Jeannie that's on right now or if it's Brigitte. So say hello and let me know who it is, because I have a very interesting and a very funny bit that just was laid out for the first time. And you know I like to beat things to the ground, so we're going to play it at least one more time before the end of day 428. And if it's Jean, I may play it sooner than later. And if it's Brigitte, I may play it sooner than later too. So just say hello and let me know if you want to see my new bit. My new bit. It's a funny thing when you get to, hey buddy, I got my buddy on over here too. It's a funny thing when you get to the point where all of a sudden you start realizing how big the show can be. You start realizing that if you introduce yourself more, does that make sense? You introduce what's actually going on inside of you and the things that drive you, the things that get you upset, the things that make you tick, and you bring them all to the surface. And today it was the how not to speak to your buyers, how to speak to your buyers. Two complete different parallels. And remember what happens here. You've got the Real Talk program, which is the positivity, helping you make smarter moves program, affecting a positive change one person at a time. And then you have Dick Fache, the most evil human being on the planet, vile human being. And so when you get the two different perspectives, you know what I mean? It really throws you for a loop. You start saying to yourself, wait a second. Which one's the right move? Well, I'll tell you. You can tell when you watch the video. You could see. I probably wouldn't do the Fache thing. I probably would do exactly what Mark said at the end there, though. And what I want you to understand is every time we have Fache do a how not to, it's going to be followed with a Real Talk how to. And this one was how to speak to your buyers. And again, just to recap how that is without playing the clip for you. The buyer, even the seller, but your buyers are making a decision, a life decision, that you cannot force. You have to let people make smart moves based on the data that they have. You cannot force them in a direction based on your own personal needs. You have to lead with their wants and their interests. If they don't like what you're showing them, you got to recollect and figure out what to show them that may just move that heartbeat a little bit, you know? So, and it is seriously, like I said in the video, it is a process. Most people do not go out the very first time and buy a house. Now, Fache may expect to sell something the first time he goes out every time, because that's what he said there. He's a one-time-and-go guy. You got to buy something now, okay? Which house are you buying? Huh? Which one? You gonna buy? We showed 9. Which one are you gonna buy? No, we don't go out again. It's one time, okay? You saw 9, make a move. Look, you don't make a move, you're gonna get an elbow in the Fache. That's it. There's like 2 moves. You either buy one of the homes that Fache showed you on that first run, or he elbows you in the Fache. So I just don't know what I would do. I'd probably just pick a house. I don't want to get elbowed in the Fache. I love that second guy. He was like, but seriously, guys, who want to see? Do you guys want to see it again? Who didn't see the Fache part of it? Because I saw a lot of people click on for the Mark Pyers Real Talk section at the end, which told you this is how you give it to your clients. This is what you say. And the only way you say is what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. Don't forget that. That is the most important thing. If you live by that, you will be okay. You will find a way through life. Telling people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. They'll respect you for it in the long run. Dick Fache does that, but he's like evil. Seriously. You guys want to see it again? I'm waiting for someone to be like, please play it again. Right now you're just kind of there, so that's cool by me. Look, I got some news stories for you. Why don't we go through those, and then we'll play the Fache bit again in the second half. How's that sound? I'm going to get into it for you. This is kind of crazy, guys. Almost everything we're doing is coronavirus-based because I'm freaking out. I don't know about you guys, but I'm literally freaking out there. Like, I want to do a George Costanza and be like, I'm dying, Jerry! You know? So this one was interesting. Is this the right one? I don't know if this is the right one over here. Oh, no, this is the right one over here. Okay, look, I'm going to get this one going for you. Who wants to see a Jerry Seinfeld? Ooh, I got to do a Seinfeld. Oh, now you got me thinking. We're going to do Seinfeld, Kramer, and George. And they're going to do a bit. I don't know what it's going to be yet. It's going to be part of the show coming up. So you guys, listen, if you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel yet, I don't know what the heck's going on with you. It's like the same thing I'm wondering with people who have not purchased Beat Seats yet. I'm like, are you insane? It is the most dynamic instrument on the planet. I'm going to play it for you in a few minutes. But let's get into this story. I'm going to tell you a little something, something. All right. An American. See, why does it look like that? Do you guys see that? Come on, man. Let's get it a little lower so you guys can see this picture of whatever's going on over here. Actually, it's a video. I don't want to see the video. So, an American who was quarantined to check for signs of coronavirus says he's facing more than $2,600 in bills from his government-mandated hospital stay. Frank Wasinski and his three-year-old daughter Annabelle evacuated Wuhan, China, in February and were then quarantined at the Marine Corps Station Miramar near San Diego for 2 weeks. They tested negative for the virus, and when they arrived at Wasinski's mother's house after the quarantine, they were met with $3,900 from hospital bills, radiologists, and an ambulance company. The hospital said that they billed Wasinski in error, but he still owes $2,598 for the ambulance and $90 for radiology costs. I just think this is kind of rotten, guys. You're going to make them go into mandatory, you know, quarantine, and then you're like, oh, but you got to pay for it afterwards, bud. Sounds about right. What else do we got here? This one's interesting. Did you guys hear about this? Again, meant to freak us out. Genetics analysts suggest that the coronavirus infections are doubling every 6 days, spreading to hundreds. An evolutionary analysis based on the genome sequences of the COVID-19 coronavirus. Samples were taken from the patients in Seattle area, and they suggest that the numbers of infections have been doubling every 6 days. Guys, I mean, how long until we're all like, saying, oh, you didn't get corona? Wow, you didn't get it? Everybody got it. I can't believe he didn't get coronavirus. We all did. I hope it's not going to be as bad as they say. Anyway, this is kind of an interesting thing. I'm not sure if you guys saw this at all. And it's looking weird, of course. What is that? Well, it's not looking very right on the screen, but I'm going to read it to you anyway. Honeywell says it will soon launch the world's most powerful quantum computer. The best kept secret in quantum computing. That's what Cambridge Quantum Computing called Honeywell's efforts in building the world's most powerful quantum computer. Great. It's going to happen. We'll get that. Anyway, let's see. What else was there? Anything good? Oh, this was something. I don't even know if I have this one here, but this made me laugh extremely hard. All right. Who's going to laugh? Okay. Yeah, you can see this here. Millions of millennials admit they do not know how to hang a picture or change a light bulb. Are you kidding me? This is what I worry about above all. We're gonna be in a world where something's going to happen massive, and all of a sudden we have no ability to go out and buy things and hire people to do things for us. It's going to be a barter system or something. And then people are going to be like, oh, I have to change my own light bulbs. Ooh, I have to figure out how to hang that picture. I got to go outside and kill something and eat it. That I'm a little worried about. I wouldn't want to do that. But we're setting ourselves up for failure if we don't even know how to change a light bulb. Come on, guys. YouTube. Seriously? YouTube. You can YouTube anything. Sometimes I'll be thinking the most random thing. I'll be like, man, I wish I knew how to do that. Like, you know, let me just check on YouTube. There's some dude who thought of it, and he made a video of everything. There's videos of every single thing that you could think of. You'd be like, ooh, I wonder if there's a way to make a widget for the time I made coffee and then it fell off the side. Yeah, some guy thought of it. He made a video And now they're doing it. It's actually on Amazon. Phil Hall said, how many realtors does it take to change a light bulb? Phil, I'm about to play you something. You didn't catch it at the first half, so I'm going to get into it. I want you guys to see this. This is my philosophy, my new character. I don't know if Phil has seen Dick Fauci yet, but he's about to be unleashed to Phil. And Phil, here's the bottom line. Dick Fauci was a newscaster in the 1990s. He was at Barcelona during the Olympics. He was actually fired from NBC because he had a bit of an altercation in the streets in Barcelona. It's a long story. If you catch up with Dick, he'll tell you about it one time, maybe he'll tell you about it every time you see him. It's like a freaking broken record with Dick Fauci. Anyway, so Fauci is now part of the Real Talk program. We have a bit of a feud going right now. He's been talking down about the positivity program, and the bottom line is I'm going to elbow him in the Fauci. That's what's going to happen because he started something that I'm going to finish, Phil. So let's get into it. This is basically what we've got. This is the newest right here. Check this out.
Yes, it is a Valentine's house. It's beautiful. I'm showing you the cream of the crop. Well, it is beautiful, but I'm looking for that thing. You know, I'm looking for that thing that make me feel alive.
Wait, look, we saw 9 homes. Which one you gonna buy? Huh?
It does not check all of the boxes. You know what I mean?
Doesn't check all the boxes?
How dare you! I am not satisfied.
This is number 9. I mean, look at this place. It's phenomenal. Everywhere you tie is brand new. You got a cupola over there. And you're telling me it doesn't check all the boxes. Who is this? Who stuck me with this guy? Huh? Look, no, I'm sorry. Look, I'm just saying.
I'm not satisfied with these 9 homes. I do believe we have more on the market that you could not book today. So I would like you to book these appointments for me.
Vachi's a one and done guy, all right? I got bad feet. I got my bunions. My bunions are killing me. Can't you just make a move already? Let's just buy one of these 9. Yeah, there's more on the market, but who needs to see more? Let's just buy this one.
I would like to put an offer on your head, please. But I would not just throw an offer in. No, I would not. I need to be very confident, very comfortable, if I'm going to take a pen and write an offer.
When you're dealing with Fauci, you don't get the opportunity to negotiate, all right? Fauci's in control. I mean, you can't even say a thing.
Just throw an offer in.
No, none of this long ball. Okay? None of this lowball. Oh, I'm gonna go in low, Fauci. Let's see if we can get a deal, Fauci. I'm not letting you do that. It's full price or nothing with Fauci.
No matter how long it takes, Dick, we will keep looking until we find it.
They're gonna leave, bitch. They're gonna leave it, Fauci. I can't let that happen. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's get back out there.
So I just want to recap. We've seen 9 homes. And you don't like any of them? How dare you?
Let's get back out there and let's find that house. Because it is calling out to me. I can feel it.
Let's just get one thing straight, okay? The last time somebody threw a lowball off an Fauci, you know what they got? An elbow in the Fauci!
So what do you think? Nice house, right? I mean, I think it checks all the boxes. You know, what do you think? At least one of the 9 we saw, don't you think they fit?
It does not check all the boxes, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. No problem. Well, listen, just remember that this is a process. Most people don't go out the first time and find their home. It takes time. We gotta get out there over and over and over and over again until you find that perfect place for you. The one that makes you feel something inside. So don't feel like you need to rush. Don't ever work with someone who makes you feel like you need to rush. It should be enjoyable. You should have a good time while you search. Find someone you can get along with. But if you go out that first time, you see 9 homes and you don't find the one you like, we're gonna go back out again and we're gonna find 9 more. Now, first of all, it's never a smart thing to see 9 homes at one time. By the 4th or 5th home, people start mixing them up. 5 homes max. You can start just chiseling away at the stuff that doesn't work for you so we can start to get closer to the things that do. And don't ever feel like you're gonna get me pressuring you to do things like put in specific offers. Whatever you wanna offer, we're gonna put in. I want you to get comfortable in this process. That's the key. What I'm gonna be there for is a sounding board and to help you make smarter moves. Now, if the market tells you the price is here and you wanna start here, well, I'm not gonna force you out of that. That's your comfort zone. I want you negotiating from a position of comfort. I don't want you to feel like you're being forced to do anything. I do. I really want you to come from a position of comfort. I'll tell you what. No matter how many times we have to go out there to see new homes, I don't lose my spirit. I don't get discouraged and say, oh, we're going to find the right. It's a matter of continuing on. It's a matter of not stopping. And it's a matter of not losing faith because the right house may come on tomorrow. But what's important to understand is that I'm here every single day in order to provide you with this service. I'm here every day to make sure you don't make poor moves in the real estate business. All you have to do is reach out. There's nothing worse than putting an offer in under a stressful situation when you have pressure on your shoulders. I only want my clients putting in offers from a position of comfort. I want you to be like, yeah, I'll put that offer in because even if they say yes, I'm ready to do it. I don't want you having that in the back of your mind like, well, I hope they don't say yes to this because I can't do that. I don't want to do that. No, start where you are comfortable. Let the momentum drive you to where you're eventually willing to go. But do not let anybody pressure you from the outside. Most of all, your trusted confidant, your real estate agent with their fiduciary duty to do whatever it takes to help you, that person should never do anything but support you, provide you with value. That's what I'm here to do. So however you want to handle it, I'm here to help you. I'm here to give you some options and then you make the decision. Really? You make the decision based on the information that's put in front of you. That's how real estate works. If you find someone on the other end of the phone saying, you gotta go in at asking price, you gotta go up higher, nope, that's not high enough, not a good agent for you. You want the agent that says, sure, I'm happy to present that offer for you. I'm happy to present that offer for you. Let's see what they say. I will be in contact with you immediately. Because the one thing I will tell you is you just don't know what anybody's willing to do until you put an offer on the table. You never know. I've seen some deals happen, some amazing deals, because people were willing to put an offer on the table. Some people are here. They're just sitting there, hovering. Someone comes in, they're like, eh, I'll give you this. No one else is offering, so I guess I gotta take that. Make smart moves. Make sure you ask your realtor where you should be priced based on the market, not what they think. Nobody should ever be giving you their opinion. They should be giving you the market data. You look at the data, you make a decision with your realtor. The realtor doesn't tell you what to do. They shouldn't. Again, we're here to support you. And that's it. So don't ever hire Dick Fache. He's a horrible real estate agent. You don't want to work with Fache. Trust me.
All right, good. So that's it, guys. That's Fache. And how not to speak to a buyer. And how to speak to a buyer. Now, I threw that together really quickly, so I see a lot of edits I have to make, so I'm going to re-edit it this evening and then drop it again. But for right now, let's get on the beat seat. Let's play a couple tracks. I'm going to play you something real quick, and let's see what we get, all right? I don't know what I'm going to play yet, just like I never know what I'm going to say yet on Real Talk. Let's play some music. All right, the beat seat, the drum you play with your hands and feet. The first drum for guitar players and solo artists. And my patented invention. Today, I am finishing up, as soon as I get home, finishing up my first order to Fairfield Public Schools for a beat seat at every school in Fairfield. This is what the beat seat does. Check it out.
You are the only magic in me.
the cards, you work the strings that no one else can see. You do that hoo-doo-doo-doo. I've got to get you back. We've only got time. Oh, it's got time. We've only got time. On grooving, find that movement. We've only got time. We've only got time. We've only got time. We've always got time. We've only got time. We've always got time. It's a song I wrote in 2000, whatever. 2006, maybe 2005, probably 2005. We've got time. You can listen to it on beatseat.rocks. You can check it out where you listen. Check out the Beatseat. You can get it on my personal website, I think. No, on Spotify you can get it as well. Guys, last night we created a brand new song about the coronavirus. Did you guys hear it? I dropped it on Facebook. It's pretty much fire. It was like a... You got to listen to it. It's totally fire. And it was all real time. And the lyrics that came out were just powerful. It was like, who's gonna stop us? No, it's a, who's gonna save us now? Who's gonna save us now? Who's gonna save us? Who's gonna save us now? Who's gonna save us? Let's play one more song, and then I'm going to get the heck out of here and go home and finish my beat seats. I got to finish the other 12. So just as this show has continued on for 428 days in a row, the beat rolls on. Back down again. in my dead time. To dream and stream and stay alive. Whenever everything's fine. Where the V rolls up. Sit here and play for hours, but I've got to go home. I got a family. Got to go and see. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed a little music on the beat seat. Hope you had a chance to watch the Dick Vacce and Real Talk way to speak to a client. And of course, as Dick did it, how not to speak to a client. Remember, stark differences between the two. And whatever you do, do not vote for Vacce in 2020. Just letting you know now, okay? He is an evil, vile human being. And he will continue to be part of the show on a daily basis. So anyway, I will see you guys tomorrow on the next Real Talk. Just remember, send in your topics, subscribe and ding that bell on YouTube. And I'll see you tomorrow. It's Mark Pyers. And it's Real Talk. Have a great night. Thanks for tuning in. Watch the replay for Vacce. See you tomorrow. Meredith! Jay, see you tomorrow. Meredith! talk. We've always got time. We've only got time. We've always got time. It's a song I wrote in 2000, whatever. 2006, maybe, 2005, probably 2005. We've got time. You can listen to it on beatseat.rocks. You can check it out where you listen, check out the Beatseat. You can get it on my personal website, I think. No, on Spotify you can get it as well. Guys, last night we created a brand new song about the coronavirus. Did you guys hear it? I dropped it on Facebook. It's pretty much fire. It was like a... Listen to it. It's totally fire. And it was all real time. And the lyrics that came out were just powerful. It was like, who's gonna stop us? No, it's a, who's gonna save us now? Who's gonna save us now? Who's gonna save us? Save us now. Who's gonna save us? All right, anyway, let's play one more song and then I'm gonna get the heck out of here and go home and finish my beat seats. I gotta finish the other 12. Just as this show has continued on for 428 days in a row, the beat rolls on. And I son-in-law. Sit here and play for hours, but I've got to go home. I got a family. Got to go and see. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed a little music on the beat seat. Hope you had a chance to watch the Dick Vacce and Real Talk way to speak to a client. And of course, as Dick did it, how not to speak to a client. Remember, stark differences between the two. And whatever you do, do not vote for Vacce in 2020. Just letting you know now, okay? He is an evil, vile human being. And he will continue to be part of the show on a daily basis. So anyway, I will see you guys tomorrow on the next Real Talk. Just remember, send in your topics, subscribe and ding that bell on YouTube. And I'll see you tomorrow. It's Mark Pyers. And it's Real Talk. Have a great night. Thanks for tuning in. Watch the replay for Vacce. See you tomorrow. Meredith! Me moonlight hours when I pay my debts at time. All right. I could sit here and play for hours, but I've got to go home. I got a family. Got to go and see. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed a little music on the beat seat. Hope you had a chance to watch the Dick Vacce and Real Talk way to speak to a client. And of course, as Dick did it, how not to speak to a client. Remember, stark differences between the two. And whatever you do, do not vote for Vacce in 2020. I'm just letting you know now, okay? He is an evil, vile human being. And he will continue to be part of the show on a daily basis. So anyway, I will see you guys tomorrow on the next Real Talk. Just remember, send in your topics, subscribe and ding that bell on YouTube. And I'll see you tomorrow. It's Mark Pyers. And it's Real Talk. Have a great night. Thanks for tuning in. Watch the replay for Vacce. See you tomorrow. Meredith.